Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, May 3rd, 2013, and today we are talking about President Obama's trip to Mexico and Costa Rica, where he will meet with the leaders of many Central American countries. His agenda on his trip to Mexico is immigration, integration, and the economy and border security. He is desperate for a victory. He needs a victory in light of his recent humiliating defeat on gun control. He needs a victory on immigration, and he needs the cooperation of Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. He's been president now for about 5 months, and this is he and President Obama's first public meeting in that period of time. The Boston Marathon bombing has pointed out for everyone who's willing to look, for the whole country, the whole world, just how broken the immigration situation in the United States really is. And Mr. Obama is going to try to fix that on this trip. He is going to try to get Mexican cooperation on immigration and on border security. In order to get his immigration bill through Congress, he needs to provide something on border security, and he needs Mexican cooperation in order to do that. So that, excuse me folks, that is what he is doing. He is in Mexico this morning, Friday, where he is speaking to a bunch of students about the Mexican economy and so forth, and then he will fly down to Costa Rica to meet with the leaders of Costa Rica, Belize, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama, and the Dominican Republic. He is going to be talking to them about security as well. You see, the Mexican economy is actually recovering and doing pretty well in the last couple of years. Per capita income in Mexico has increased quite a bit, from $7,900 to $10,146. This is good news for Mexico and good news for the United States, because as the Mexican economy recovers and grows, fewer people are forced to move north. But instead, it is the Central American countries now that are becoming problematic, their economies crumbling and their security crumbling as well, as the Mexican drug gangs expand into their countries to avoid pressure from U.S. law enforcement and so forth. Violence at an all-time record in these countries right now. Well, they're interested in those things, but also in integration. They want to have access to this great amount of natural gas being produced in the United States right now. There is a strong move to build a pipeline across Central America connecting with the United States to receive shipments of U.S. natural gas, integration of energy. They also want to integrate electricity. That is something on their agenda to talk about, connecting the electrical grids between the United States, Mexico, and the Central American countries. Those are all items. It is for the United States' advantage that Mexico and the Central American countries' economies do well. Not necessarily at our expense, but do well. They're talking about trade, about the effects of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, and CAFTA, the Central and South American Free Trade Agreement. How has it helped so far? How has it not helped? The other thing they're talking about is security aid for Mexico and these other countries. Since President Obama has been in office, his administration has given Mexico more than $1.9 billion, so basically $2 billion, and right now he has asked for $228 million more. And Patrick Leahy, Democratic senator from Vermont, has held up that money in his committee because he is not convinced. He's not convinced of, as he puts it, the Mexicans' intentions with regard to this money. So these are all things the president's going to be talking about, and all things that he is going to be trying to do. As I said when I started this, he needs a victory on immigration. He needs to try to convince people that his immigration plan is workable and that it is not direct amnesty, as so many people think that it is. That is what the president has on his agenda for yesterday and today. We will see how it goes. I wish him luck with the Mexican and Central American economies and with border security. Right now, U.S. security assistance to Mexico is decreasing, and aid to Central America is increasing because, as I said, the drug and organized crime gangs are moving into Central America, primarily Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. They are migrating from Mexico at this time, and Mr. Obama has to try to deal with this growing violence. He has to try to deal with what was recently said by Secretary of State John Kerry when he referred to the hemisphere as the United States, quote, backyard. Some of those folks down there thought that was kind of condescending and raised a political fuss about it, so Mr. Obama has to try to straighten that out. Well, he's a good talker. He can probably do something in that regard, talk and give them some money, and we will see if that does it. This pervasive violence going on in Mexico and Central America, and its danger that it will pour over into the United States. I hope those are some things on his agenda, and I hope that he discusses those things and that he is not too much in favor of doing whatever it takes to get this victory on immigration. We will see, folks, how immigration goes. We will see how border security goes, and we will see how economic integration between the United States, Mexico, and Central America goes. That is the way I see it today, folks. Friday, May 3rd, 2013. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.